Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It is Monday, September the 27th, 2010. This is Late Breaking Trends. Timing has a lot to do with the outcome of a rain dance. Likewise, timing has a lot to do with who wins political races. Election years 2006 and 2008 were not a good time to be a Republican. This year, 2010, is a good time to be a Republican. The great irony of 2010 is this. The same circumstances and decisions that drove President Bush's job approval numbers down below 50%, thereby hurting all Republicans, are the circumstances and decisions that have driven President Obama's job approval down below 50%, thereby hurting all Democrats. Both Presidents Bush and Obama are plagued by an economic crisis, a housing crisis, a banking crisis, a loss of consumer confidence, high unemployment, an unpopular war, unpopular Congress, unpopular decisions like financial bailouts, all leading to a loss of trust in their leadership. Perhaps the greatest irony of 2010 is this. President Obama has become the president that he ran against. While updating today's late-breaking trends charts, I decided to take a look at where things were in North Carolina this time 2 years ago, just to see if there were trends in place that predicted the November outcome. During September 17 through 19, 2008, public policy polling, the Democrat-leaning polling firm based in Raleigh, conducted a statewide poll that showed GOP presidential nominee John McCain and Democrat presidential nominee Barack Obama tied. Tied in North Carolina, 46-46. During September 17 through 20, 2008, the Civitas Institute, a Republican-leaning organization based in Raleigh, conducted a statewide poll that showed McCain and Obama tied at 45%-45%. Public Policy Polling, the Democratic-leaning polling firm, conducted another statewide poll in North Carolina during October 26, 2008, that showed Obama leading McCain by 1 point, 49-48. The Civitas Institute, the Republican-leaning group, conducted a statewide poll October 27 through 29, 2008, that showed Obama leading McCain by 1 point, 47-46. That's why it came as no surprise that Obama carried the state. The trends of the day said it was coming. That's why today's trends are so significant. There is universal agreement in September of 2010 among all polling groups that the economy is the number one concern, that the state and nation are headed in the wrong direction, that this Congress is doing a lousy job, and that Obama is a drag on Democratic candidates. Pollster.com, one of the three primary sources I use daily to update the late-breaking trends charts, shows President Barack Obama with a North Carolina favorable rating of only 39%. As to the all-important job approval, only 43% of North Carolinians approve of the job President Obama is doing. Nationally, according to Pollster.com, Obama's job approval is 45%, 50% disapprove. Now, this is interesting. There have been 362 national polls conducted in the United States just since January. And in only 26 of the 362 is Obama's job approval above 50%. If you average all 362 job approval ratings, President Obama's 2010 average, 46.9%. One of the best-known predictors in modern American political history is that if the president's job approval is below 50% during a midterm election year, the party of the president loses an average of 36 seats in the U.S. House. That trend has been tracked since 1946, holds true in 14 of the 16 midterm election years. North Carolina Democrats were counting on President Obama to inspire the winning difference in 2010 as he did in 2008. Instead, what Democrats are forced to see this year is a president plagued by the same circumstances and decisions as his predecessor, and proving himself no more capable of managing the crisis of the day, whether they be the war, the Gulf oil spill, or the economy. President Obama has become the president that he ran against. There's no greater example of that sentiment among voters than the audience member at last week's CNBC town hall meeting, an African-American woman who said, quote, "I'm one of your middle-class Americans. Quite frankly, I'm exhausted, exhausted of defending you, defending your administration, defending the man for change I voted for, and deeply disappointed with where we are right now," end quote. Timing has a lot to do with the outcome of a rain dance. Likewise, timing has a lot to do with who wins campaigns. Election years 2006, 2008, not a good time to be a Republican. This election year 2010 is a good time to be a Republican. Well, there you have it. Late breaking trends, Monday, September the 27th, 2010. The GOP is very likely to fare well on Election Day here in North Carolina this fall, maybe even winning the majority of the seats in both houses of the General Assembly. But don't take my word for it. It's the trends of the day that say it's coming. Thank you for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.